So I want to talk about the where. So you spoke about the when. Let's talk about the where. And really, we'll divide that into two conversations. One conversation is the correct place to place your neiris within the house that you're lighting. And then the next question is, which house do you pick the lights if you're staying by one place and eating another place, etc. So first we'll focus on where you're supposed to light. Where are you supposed to light? You're at home. There's no question that this is your home. Where are you supposed to light in the home? So the Gemara says that they would light outside. So Chalukos Rashi and Tosfos, what it means that they lit outside. Did they light by the doorway of the house, or did they light by the entrance into the chatzar? That's people living in Eretz Yisrael, which light outside, will have this question being relevant, where to light. We're lighting in America, now we're not doing that. So the next stage that the Gemara talks about, the Gemara gives us two scenarios where a person is lighting not by the doorway. One is that a person lives in an aliyah, and he doesn't have a doorway, so he lights by a chalon facing towards the Rishus HaRabim. Another scenario which the Gemara gives is B'shas HaSakana, the time when there was a sakana, they would light al shulchana, they would light on their table. The Ritva says in this Gemara that when it says B'shas HaSakana, normally sakana means it's life-threatening, but over here it does not necessarily mean life-threatening, it means even it would be a question, it would be there, it's not a safe place, there's not a danger to life. Sakana's moment, sakana that they're going to be beat up, whatever it is, so that they would light inside. It says you light al shulchan, you do not need light by the window at all, because they would come and confiscate, if they saw light, they would confiscate it, so you put it on the table. We have a scenario which we're sort of somewhere in the middle, that we assume we're still living amongst the Umas Ha'olam and the Golus. It's not necessarily the best idea, the safest idea to light outside. But the mice, it's not an act of sakana, so we make a pshara and we light inside, but we light by the window. We pointed out already that the ikar look in this situation is for the bnei abayis. We're relying mikra din on the halach of lighting al shulchanoi, which you're lighting inside. But we're saying, why not also take the advantage of a habit being mefarsim to the rabbi by putting it by the window as well? So if you have a choice between lighting in a way that your bnei abayis can see, and the people outside cannot see, or vice versa, you have to light it in such a way that people inside will be able to see it. If you have a menorah which has a backing to it, has a back to it, and you face it outwards, you won't see it inside. And you face it inwards, you won't see it outside. You will face it inwards towards the people in the bnei bayis. You're lighting inside. That's who you're lighting for. When you're lighting it, so the preferred height to light it is such a way that it's obvious that you're not lighting it for the purpose of using it as a nair, to get light from it. So therefore, preferably you light it lower down, below 10 tefachim, because people in general would put some things which are for illumination, they would put it higher. Illumination would then come downwards into the room. So you put it lower down, it doesn't illuminate as well, and that's how you indicate that the purpose is not to illuminate, but to be mefarsim in the nes. You have to place it above 3 tefachim, otherwise it's considered you're lighting it on the ground, directly on the ground, and that's, you're supposed to light it up with some height to it. So preferably above, it has to be above 3 tefachim, preferably below 10 tefachim. Now we said that you're lighting it for the people outside should be able to see that. So Chazal understood that if it's very, very high, people outside will not notice it. How high is that? If it's above Chof Amah, people outside will not notice. So if you're living in such a place that you're living vis-a-vis the street level, you're above 20 Amahs on the street level, you do not need to light by the window. So where do you light at that point in time? You can light al Shulchanoi. So it comes along, the Sheiltas, and says there's a preference in that situation to light by the doorway. The person will light by the doorway, and you will have your mezuzah and your min, and the ner chanukah can be small, and the person comes through, he's surrounded by mitzvahs. There's a mile of lighting in such a way. That's, again, this is not the din of lighting by the doorway, which the Gemara talks about when you're lighting by your doorway outside, to be far from the nates of the people outside. This is the halacha of lighting inside the house. Well, even when you light inside the house, you're going to light by the doorway to have the advantage of being surrounded by mitzvahs. So we've discussed that they lit outside either by the doorway of the house or of the chatzar. That's outside. We discussed lighting inside on the table or by the window. We discussed lighting by the window is irrelevant because you're very high. Then you're going to light by the pesach of the bayis. Those are the various different places where you would be placing your menorah. Again, most people are going to be lighting by the window. If you have a choice, it's lighting by the window, which is above 10 tefachim, or lighting it below 10 tefachim and not having the advantage of the chalon, we prefer having the advantage of the window as well. So even though normally we prefer to have it below 10 tefachim to make it clear that its purpose is for pesumin nisa, the advantage of actually being mefarsim in the nes outside is significant enough to allow you to light above 10 tefachim. Have a good morning.